And we're saying that a cotton, even though that he cannot sell, if he's not 20 years old, or if he's very, very sharp, in the age of 13 and over, in karka, in property. However, when it comes to matana, he can give it away. And we ask the chayyeh, it doesn't make sense. Matana is even worse, he's not even making any money. So we explain, the problem is not that we're scared he's undervalued the property, we're scared is that his love for money, he doesn't appreciate, and he has a few coins he's shaking around, he'll right away sell. If it wouldn't have been for the guy doing him a favor, he never would have given it in the first place. And goes a bit further. Let's go five lines on the top. Avogab Matana, when it comes to Matana, Ilav the Havle Hanomine, if this young kid would not have had some kind of benefit from that person, Loy Havi Yovle Matana, would not have given Matana. Rabban determined to have a Matanose Matana, let's make a Takana, that his Matanas. Yeah, it's not a cotton. Between my mitzvah and 20, if he gives away property, it should be a valid matana. Sorry?
Teenager.
Okay, true, yeah.
Because otherwise I was thinking about...
There's no such thing as adolescent in Jewish law. Be right, yeah? In order that people, he should ingratiate himself to different people, that they should want to do him a favor because maybe one day he'll give him property. People, we want to give people an incentive that they should want to help this kid.
Because otherwise, why you would have the problem of why can't he give back a lulav when he's young?
That's why I was asking about a cotton.
But metalkin is no problem. It's only karka. But comes along the Rashbam, makes a big chiddush. Let us jump to a Rashbam, which is right before the Mishnah on the bottom of the page, because he makes here a big chiddush. About three lines above the word masnissen. You see it? Yeah. Actually, let's start that whole Rashbam. Yichra Nachman Omer Shmuel Bekulu, the second line where it says Velimka Benichse Yaviv. The end of the second line that Rashi Rashbam mean. You see, Velimka Benichse Yaviv. Ben Esrim, you cannot sell before you're 20. The Yovi Sim money is two things. Esrim has to be 20, and you have to have signs of puberty. Misha Eina Yadei Betiv Masa Matan, if somebody's not very proficient in business. The Tfeim Esrim, because we said before, if you are very proficient, even under 20, you can sell property. The Tfeim Esrim, once you're 20 years old, Amti Rabon Lahamtin Chachmasim. Once you're 20 years old, we're not going to give you a test to see how what your acumen is like. Once you're 20 and you reach puberty, you can start selling. If you did not reach puberty by 20, nachzikinan kekotten will treat you like a minor until you're 36 years old. Unless you have the signs that you'll never have the reach puberty, that is your puberty than 20. Now let's come to Rashbam Bichidish. We can say perhaps that this din that you cannot sell property under 20 is only talking about your father's estate. If someone else gave him a gift of property, or he took metalklin and he bought that property, Yerushas Avosav. If he bought property with money or with metalklin, then he could sell. This whole din of not being able to sell is only your father's estate. You have to think through what the sort of that is. If the word is that
he knows how to handle money and make profits.
No,
don't worry about that because he can sell his own stuff.
Yeah, he cannot sell his father's. Even if he's bought property, he's a real others. He still cannot sell his father's property until he's 20 years old. So only his father's property. Chacham made this takana to preserve.
The voices of Nachla. I mean, you want to keep it in the family.
No, it needs a svara, but it is. Why? Only your father's estate. No, the Chachamim are not going to intervene. If you want to sell other properties that you bought and were gifted, do whatever you want. You're a mitzvah. So only going to intervene is your father's property.
His mental capacity, his level of maturity, somehow linked to whether he's got some money or not.
Yeah, you're not an adult in Jewish law if you don't have some money.
Physical maturity, yeah. Linking with mental maturity.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're saying.
No, but you can have a very clever cotton and you can have a stupid adult. I mean.
Exactly, yeah.
But even a very clever, wait a second, we said clever over by, because no, when it comes to other myths, we said, you have to be, you're just not a man. Yeah, but why should there be a difference? Why should there be a difference between your father's? It seems clear that Chum decided to step in and preserve your father's estate. Yeah, and nobody else.
But
why?
When he's buying and selling properties of his own here, so he has nisoyan, he has experience in business.
But that's not still good enough. Still not good enough until you have to be very proficient. My memories have to be very.
Unless you say that because he made it, because it's a Yerusha, it came easy, you don't appreciate it, something you worked for and you acquired yourself.
That could be a vote, that could be as well. We check out a kid, even though he's bar mitzvah, to see whether they reach adult or puberty when it comes to kiddushin. The fact that he's 13 years old and the woman is over 12 years old doesn't automatically mean that they're married. All the gaydishin as well, we don't trust. The obvious question is, if they're not married, then what do you have, then how can they be, what are you worried about divorce? Yes. If they're old enough to be married, it means he's over 13. What do you mean he's not old enough to give a divorce? What's exactly the problem? So, you ask that. L'chalitza, and even mi'uni, when this girl wants to say, you know, she got married under 12, by her brother or mother, she wants to leave, she has to prove that she's an adult. The limka b'nichzi avat, she ben esim, but to sell the father's estate, you have to be 20 years old. The key, and then, even then, you have to check to see if you've reached puberty. It's not enough to be 20. You need puberty as well. The key with the Badakna, the Kedushin, Freddy Gmar, the Gedushin, Lamli. If he's old enough when it comes to Kedushin, what do you have to ask about Gedushin? Leinitzcha liyibum. By Yibum, you have to be 9 years, even though Chatchili should be by Mitzvah. But if we learn the Gemara Yivam, if you're 9 years old and you went ahead and you married your sister in law, they're married, Mateda. And therefore, you need a get.
How old do you have to be to do chalitza?
That's bar mitzvah. Anything bar mitzvah. But there's gedushin now. So therefore, shy is to have a case of kedushin under bar mitzvah and gedushin after bar mitzvah. How? In the case of Yibum. Now we learned. Ben teisha shonim v'yemecha, a 9-year-old. Shabbat Yivamta, Connor's kind of anus. You get achi yigdal. But you don't give a get until you bar mitzvah. That's for sure. The chalitza, what's the idea? Chalitza, obviously, you have to be bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah, la fukim, the rabbi yasi. This comes to negate Rabbi Yehi's opinion. Rabbi Yehi's opinion holds that a man has to be 13, but a woman, we don't care how old she is, there's a din of chalitza. But ish kosa b'pasha, only regarding a man, it says ish. Aval isha, when it comes to a woman, bang dead, bang tana, kamashalan, the makshin and isha lish, we equate the two, and they both have to be over bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah. The like Rabbi Yehi. The li miyuni, you tell me miyuni, you have to make sure that she's 12 years old, la fukir miyuda, to negate the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, domer, achi yir b'shocher, he says that's not enough to be to reach 12. You have to have more stasitis. You have to have more than that. There have to be a layer to fold over each other. Kamashalan, you don't need that. Two sitis are good enough. The mashmal Rabbi Yehuda. The limka to Rabbi Ben Esim. What do you have to paskin that 20 years old? La fukim in man damar, fukim Rabbi Yehuda damar. Ben Shmoyin Esrei, 18 years old we had yesterday. The hilchos of Yosef Halach is toichz man kilifnez man. 18 years old means 18, not 17 years old, not the 18th year. The hilchos of the Halach is gittel bar Menashe, that a 13-year-old who knows business in his father's estate, even property, you can sell. Because metalklin, we learned already that even a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old, the chomer takana, that he can sell metalklin in order to survive. The hilchos kem mazutre, and the halachas like mazutre, we said that when it comes to edus, metalklin, we can testify from 13 years old and onward, even though he's not so good in business. But when it comes to give edus, even edus about karka, he needs to be proficient in karka, he needs to be 20 years old, even edus. The hilchos kameimar, the halachas like kameimar, who says that even though 20 years old, you have to be 20 years old in order to sell property of your father's estate, but to give away, to give people, even bar mitzvah is sufficient. The hilchos of Rav Nachman and Shmuel, the Lachon Nachman and Shmuel, bekulu that by kedushin and gerushin, chalitza and miyunin, you have to check out if they reach puberty. Mishnah. We're up to the Mishnah. Kufn v'avav. Hamechalik nechos of alpiv. Until now, we learned the law of shchimera for the last 30 pages. So, however, now we're saying, you know, that very point of shchimera is a machlekes. Hamechalik nechos of alpiv. If somebody is distributing nechosim orally, and we learned before by shchimera, his words are kiksuvim. So, in one opinion was it's matayda. The other opinion was that abonim. We don't want shemetitzer of daita. We don't want him to exacerbate his situation. Okay, and so according to Rabbi Lozer, he is an ordinary person who needs a kinyan like any other matanet, even though it's a shchibra. And even if he dies from this, the recipient, the beneficiary, does not get anything unless there was a kinyan made before. And Nachmed, we had another thing called Metzava Machaz Misa, which was even stronger. And Metzava Machaz Misa, we said also Rabbi Lozer hold of that as well. Yeah, you need a kinyan. Yeah. Sagen wir weiter, sagen wir halig in Chosapir, aber so immer, echad bori, ve echad mesuken. Even if you're not a matnes, even though you're not a matchkin of mixes, but you're giving it all away, so it's clear that you think that you're passing on. Nevertheless, he holds that it's not nechosim she yesh lan echrayis. Sorry, no shchimina. So therefore, if it's a chosim property, niknim bikli, the normal dinim, et kesef, shtar, chazaka. So according to Rabbi Lozad, if you get better, unless he did make a kinyan, you cannot unravel it because he doesn't believe in the whole concept of shchimina. We said before that if you give everything away, even with a kinyan, then what? You can, when you stand up, imayim et chayzer. Not according to Rabbi Lozad. Ushein lan echayz, we have metalfin, ein niknis ela b'meshicha. And you only were kind of with meshicha. In other words, all the dinim of an ordinary person applies to shchimina. What about Maise be'iman shebnei roicha? What about the story of that woman, the mother of the children of roicha? She says, "Tzru give kibenasi my brooch, the biti to my daughter." Vehi b'shneim asa mana. It's worth 12 mana, mana, which is like 1,200 zuzim. V'meisa she died. V'kaim was doreh. She didn't make any kinyi whatsoever, and they fulfilled her command, her instructions. Amalani said to them, "Bnei roicha, tikvuru miman." That the Bnei Roichel, they were Rishayim, and the mother should have been buried without anything. Why are they Rishayim? We'll see later what exactly they did. You'll see, it's such a terrible thing. But the Chacham don't agree that they're even Rishayim B'chlal. So he said, don't bring an ayah from there at all. What do you mean, like how they behaved? In other words, over there we counsel the mother that you should give it to the girl against the boy because the boys don't deserve anything. There's no shchimera, but we decided to give it to the girl.
Who
was this? Who is the Omer Lehen? Chachamim. They argued with Rabbi Lazar. Says Rabbi Lazar. Even though it says in all these places, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, Chachamim, Maise, there's a story, b'meroini, somebody from Iran, Echad, Shehoye, ben Shalayim, happened to be in Shalayim, b'hoye, le metalkin harbe, and he had a lot of metalkin with him. U'bikish litna b'matana, and he wanted to give, he was a shchimera. He wanted to distribute it. They said to him, they said to this man who's dying, write to me. They didn't say, he's dying, whatever he says goes. They tried to find different kinyanim that he should be able to, the kin agav, and so on and so forth. They had no schus. If you want the makabo to receive them, so you have to make a proper kinyan. Halach, he went, v'lokach beisel, he bought a small little piece of land, a rock, that you cannot plant on it at all, and he bought it very, very cheap. And the only reason why he bought it is so that he can give that away, and agav that, so give away all these metalkin. Somach l'shalayim, v'om, and he said, tzafayna l'plaini. The northern side of the rock belongs to that person, v'imay meyat, tzayna meyat, chaviyiz, and tzikinyin agav, I'm going to give it 100. So we had this whole Gemara condition. I'm going to give 100 sheep and 100 barrels. And 100 barrels. The drawing made the south side of the plain, even made 100 sheep. When Yechavi is, when Mesi died, by Kim of Chacham is the Kim of Chacham's words. So, therefore, what's Abel Lazar say? It's Chloradaya. But Divish Chivin has Naskis Ksum Sudim. We need to find a way of making a proper Kenyan. Says Yimor Amruloi, so Chacham answered back to Misham Raya. Moroi ni Boroi, who said he was dying?
So, it was a
Shari Mitzvah. I advise this. No, was Itaka died later, maybe got sick later, but this story happened while he was still a body. So that's why we have to find a Kenyan. So what was the point of the story? Because in Mar Kedushim we learn all kinds of things about Kenyan Ajisa and all other Kenyanim, and Kenyan Agav and so on, we learn from the story. Amalei, he told them, B'nei Reichol, Tikbre Miman. They should have, it's a mitzvah they buried their mother, and the Chum counseled them that the girl should yashin. Even though normally we say, and you need to make a Kenyan, here's different. What's the story? My time collided. Why was he cursing the mother? What did she do so bad? You would think that she's a gangster or a chreisvas. You know what happened? Climb with what? Amar Avinu Mishmuel, Mikayim Mekaitzim Bekerem Hayu. They had here a seed mixed with wheat. Now this seed is only Michael Behem, it was animal fodder. Yeah, but thorns, but it was a food for animals. No. It was a fodder, an animal fodder. Yeah, so food. Then it wouldn't be klein. It has to be food. So it's animal fodder. So food is not fit for human consumption. And Rabbi Lazar holds that even so, if it's food, it's klein. And that's what. And sheep plant. I guess it helps out the grow. It helps grow whatever it was they were growing. But Rabbi Loza Tamed, no, Rabbi Loza is considered as Yusha different. Because they make klein, but this is considered animal fodder, even though Chacham holds, there's nothing wrong with it, because he held, therefore he cursed them out. Tik b'rimi munch, bury the mother. Now we learn, I'm a kind, crazy, and somebody has these, whatever this food is, animal fodder, mixed in with the vineyard. Rabbi Loza, I'm a kaddish, the whole thing becomes klein, you cannot use it. Chacham I'm like kaddish, elodovash, a kamoyim, a kaimi. You know what makes something kaddish? Only if it's a food that, you know, that other people can maintain. So therefore, he cursed them out. That's pretty tough going from his part. The Chacham say it's all right, and he still curses her out for not following him. Yeah.
He was a very tough,
he's
pointed
his
to be accepted.
Rabbi Loza Rab Shimon.
Hello?
It's Rabbi Loza Rab Shimon. It's not Rabbi Loza Merkins. It's Rabbi Loza Rab Shimon. All the Rabbi Loza here are Rabbi Loza. Otherwise, because the Mishnah is Rabbi Loza.
When he came out of the
Meir,
was zapping people.
That's right. Bishleim, what's Chakim again? The sapphire, what's Chakim again?
Saffron.
Saffron. Anyone wants to know what kind of food this Kaitzim is? Is Chakim saffron?
Crocus.
Oh?
Crocus.
Yimmy, you don't know. I thought you were a botanist. Bishleim chakim chazi. Bishleim chakim is suitable for food. Ela koitzim lemay chazi. These thorns. What is it? My time in Rabbi Loza, she came by Abaya in another country in Abaya. Mekayim in koitzim besadli gamalayim. They use this particular thorns for animal fodder. They had a lot of camels there. You have fertile cactus plants everywhere. You drive through Nevada, which is supposed to be one big desert, and you see things growing everywhere. Yeah. Okay. Omar Ablevi says. Koinin kinyin mishchimeram. Rab Levi says that you're koine a kinyin from mishchimeram filled with Shabbos. Now we know that Rabban you cannot make kinyin. You're not allowed to do business on Shabbos because we're scared you're going to write. But for a mishchimeram, you're allowed to do business on Shabbos. Why? Because we're scared that he's going to die, and the Chachamim therefore suspended the takana because we hold that Shema Titzav Daita. So we, if he wants to make a kinyan, we're not going to stop him in any way, because he's scared that if nobody listens to him, that will exacerbate his situation.
Can you say because you're not going to end up writing? Cause it's not
necessary. No, but the it doesn't matter. The kinyan itself is awesome. Darabon. You're not making yonah Shabbos. You're not making yonah. Yeah. We're talking about kinyan like chalipin or something. We use the coin as it's the coin has to give his handkerchief to the machna. Coin he came mishchina v'lo Shabbos v'lo lochish div Rabbi Lozer. And now lochayda, what do we kinyan kinyan? We said before that div reshchivra kisuvin kisuvin dami. We don't need to write, make a kinyan. So why are we allowing a kinyan? The only one who insists on a kinyan is Rabbi Lozer. But you telling us that on Shabbos you're allowed to make a kinyan reshchivra sounds like you need to make a kinyan. So to appease the reshchivra, we do it. But lochayda, you don't need a kinyan. Even though halachically he doesn't need a kinyan, we are scared. We don't want to in any way exacerbate his situation and bring his death forward even by 1 minute. So therefore, whatever he wants, we give him. We don't argue with him. Whatever he wants, we give him. Okay, talking about Shabbos, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Loza Raimer, Rabbi Loza says... Okay, it's Rabbi Lezer, so maybe it's Rabbi Lezer. Ah, so it's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, Bishabbos, if let's say on Shabbos he distributed his entire estate, I hold the third opinion. Before we had two opinions, right? Rabbi Lezer Chacham. Rabbi Lezer says there's no Shchivra at all, no such thing as Shchivra. Chacham says, of course there's Shchivra. Come along, Rabbi Lezer makes a kind of a pshara. Bishabbos, on Shabbos we're going to say, you can't make kinyonim, you can't write, whatever Shchivra says goes. The vod of Kayami, whatever it goes, without a kinyan, without writing anything down, we don't want him to go meshugah if he has to wait till Motzei Shabbos. However, why? Mipnei Shein Yochel, they have no breda, he cannot write, so therefore, whatever he says is as if he's wrote it down. Avloi b'chol, but during the week you have a breda. So why make a special takana during the week that they have? Make a kinyan, write it down, record it. So he won't go crazy.
So what was if he holds it with this concept of writing?
He holds a shim, but we make it kind of when it's necessary.
So theoretically, some of these written stories could actually have been.
Well, that's Habis.
No, but it was a story. Because he
it could have been a shim, but it could have been a. It
has to be a writing, so maybe this
is. No. What happened there was, we said, what is it? you're talking about the case Moroini, or you're talking about the Noroichu? Or the Mishnah? Yeah, so you can have to say that it was a shechibra. We don't hold like Rabbi Lazar. He held that she was a good woman.
I'm saying the question is who said this,
Rabbi Lazar
or
Rabbi Lazar? If it happened on Shabbos.
Yes.
Okay, that's the only question of Metzias. Okay, so that's Rabbi Lazar. So it's like sort of a pshara between shechibra on Shabbos, because you have no breda, but not during the week. So pshara is working, I mean, there's a yochlichia, right. Avolebucha, not during the week. Rabbi Shua says, if b'Shabbos amru, if on Shabbos we say that word of kayamin, yet even though he cannot write, unable to write, and yet we treat it as if it's written. So surely in the week when you're allowed to write, surely we'll treat it as if it's written. No, Rabbi Shua is like the chachamim that we always learn. Rabbi Shua, b'Shabbos amru kal v'chayv b'chol madach on Shabbos. When you, how can you say kiksuvin kimsuvin when you're not allowed to write on Shabbos? And you're not making kinyan on the Shabbos, and yet we treat it as if it's a kinyan. So kol kavuchay v'chayma during the week when you're allowed to write, surely we'll treat it as if you wrote it down, right? Because ain't kol chas problem with that. Because we have a rule called ro lebila, ain't bila makabes boy. If you're able to mix it in a makiv, and the chiddush is that even chiddush is Shabbos, then it continues with kiyotze boy similar zochin lekotn Rabbi. The same idea. Rabbi Lezer says that when we make a takana only when you have no breda. When we have a breda, we're not going to make a takana. And Rabbi Shua says, forget, madach, where you have no breda, we make a takana. Surely when you have a breda, the takana is in place. For example, like we just said about Bishkim, and also, zochin lik cotton. Rabbi Lezer says that you can be zoiche on behalf of a cotton. I can pick something up and have it in mind that the cotton should be kainer, because the cotton cannot be kainer for himself. So therefore, I can be zoiche on his behalf. Like das cheres makne, which according to Tzadik Matzayde, ve'ein zochin legodl, but you cannot be behalf of zochin of God. Let the God make his own kinyan. Divrei Rabbi Lezer. That's the words of Rabbi Lezer. However, Rabbi Shua said, "Faket madoch lekotn, madoch lekotn, who cannot make his own kinyan." Yet we say that I can be zochin on his behalf. Kal v'choymel legodl. Surely we can be zochin of God who can make his own kinyan. The bottom tesis, the famous tesis here, who argues with the famous Rashi Bamatzia, tesis, what's the word of Zochim? Zochim the God of Zochim Cotton, Mitema, Lama, and Zochim Cotton. What's the swara? Why Taka can't you be Zochim on behalf of Cotton, according to Rabbi Yeshua? Halo Zochim lo Odom Shalei Befonov. The halo idea is I can be Zochim even though you're not around, so Cotton's not around. So why shouldn't I be able to, according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is halacha, why can't I be Zochim like to a Cotton? Yeshleimer. Kivon the Schia Metam Shlichus. Tesis Chiddush here is that what's the basis for Schia? Not like Rashi learns Exeis HaKosov, but Schia is Metam Shlichus. A non Sadi, we're witnesses that if you would have known, I would have appointed, designated you to be my Shlich. So Schia is Metam Shlichus. Man de Motzi Mashvi Shlich, whoever has the capacity to appoint a Shlich, Yeshle is Schia. Or be Man de Loi Motzi Mashlich, and since it says Ish and a cotton cannot make a Shlich, Ein Loi Schia, has no Schia.
That's it.
Once a cotton has it, it has to give it back.
But the
cotton still. But you're being zeich on behalf of the cotton. So who is the one who's coined at the end? The cotton is. The problem is how to give it back. Uman the east lay zeich in the cotton. What's up, Rabbi Loza Svara? Says he. Or Rabbi Eliezer Svara, so he holds. Kibun the God will yo, he doesn't hold of Zchiyim Betam Shlichas. He says it's a special Takan Zachamim. So Kibun the God will yo, if it's a special Takan Zachamim, a God will doesn't need that Takan. Go be Zaychi yourself. Like Tikkun the Rabban Zchiyim, my cotton has no braid. Says the Gemara, our version is the Mishnah, is whose version does I follow? Maslis and Mani, whose version is our Mishnah follow? Is Rabbi Udihi. Not Rab Meir. Rab Meir has another version of the Machlekes Rab Yeshua and Rab Elezer. What's going on here? The time we learned, Rab Meir says, Rab Elezer says, Bichoyol, the word of Kayomi, Rab Elezer says, that Bichoyol, your words are Mekuyim, that according to Rab Meir's version, Rab Elezer says, Bichoyol, Pufaket of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, only Shabbos, because you have no Breda. There, Rabbi Lezer says, "Bechoil his words work." That in the weekday, since kiksuvin ukim mesurin dami, so whenever you're able to write, we treat as if it happened. So the weekday good, but avloy b'Shabbos. This is a fourth opinion. But Shabbos, since you cannot write, how can you say kiksuvin kim mesurin? Can't. That's Rabbi Shua says. Rabbi Shua says bechoil amru. Rabbi Shua says if he starts the week in the week when you're able to write amru, they say. But we don't need to, because l'chayda we can write it ourselves yet. We say kiksuv sudin kavuchaymu the Shabbos when you have no breda. Surely we're going to make it to kana that shchimina works. Pumfaket, what's our Mishnah says. Yeah, but Rabbi Shua comes out to be the same. The outcome of Rabbi Shua is exactly the same. It's the outcome of Rabbi Elazar. It's Pumfaket in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says only on Shabbos, because we have Lebreda, that's when we make the Kana. And according to the Braise, according to the Meir, only during the week when you let it write, it's a Kiksuvin. But Shabbos, he cannot write, how can he say Kiksuvin? Now, what about Godel? In the same thing, he eats it, but over there also forget. Zog, Rabbi Lezer, in our Mishnah, he only says a cotton because you have no bread, but a God will do it for yourself. Here he says, Zochin the Godel, Bafka Godel says he could do it himself, makes Chia, the Ain Zochin the cotton, but not for cotton. Divir Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua says, but Godel, Umbra, Madach, a Godel, we say, when you don't need to, Kavachim the cotton, when you do need to. So Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shabbos, Dwaraka Yamin. So that's our Meir. Rabbi Yehuda is the version of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Lezer says, B'Shabbos will have Shechivin at Varka Yami. Why? B'Pnei She'enu Yochel Lichtav. So he made a special takana to help him out. Otherwise, we're scared to go M'Shuga. Avaloi B'Choyel, but not in the weekday. And maybe the Machlekes is whether it's a takana we don't want him to go crazy, or whether it's Mahatoida, this idea of Shechivin, which is maybe the opinion of our Meir. Therefore, we don't care that on Shabbos we'll go crazy. Don't go crazy. Rabbi Shua says, B'Shabbos Amru Kavachay M'Choyel. Rabbi Shua says, In Shabbos, when he cannot write, yet we say that that's Kiksuvin, surely in the weekday it's Kiksuvin. This is like our Mishnah's version. Zochin the cotton, we have no bread, so we help a cotton out. But we're not going to help a godel out. What for? He can do it himself. David Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shuaimir, the cotton, Amru, Kavachim, the godel. For cotton who cannot do it himself, we can help him out. Surely a godel we can help out. Okay.